So, I'm up. It's early in the morning. 6:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Drinking my coffee. And I'm sitting in a world that feels real, but at the same time, it feels like I stepped through someone's dressing closet and walked into Narnia. I really do not understand the state of America right now. It's nothing new. I always heard the expression, that saying that says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I honestly feel like there's no difference from 400 years ago when this country was founded to about now, 400 years later, 400 plus years later. And we're still in the same situation, not just black people, all people. America is supposed to be the land of free. Yet, it's like we operate in two different systems. Like, there's a system for one class of people, and there's a system for another class of people. And we're America. We're too sophisticated to say that there's a caste system here in America. You know, we're a capitalistic society. You can come from nothing and become a millionaire. But that's not true for all people. You know, America passes down generational wealth. So you can be born into privilege, and then you're able to carry out that privilege, especially if you have the skin that is, you know, I hate to say it, I don't want to bring race in here, but, you know, if you were born Caucasian, you have more liberties in this country than other people do. You know, it's just, it's unfair. And then you look at how, for instance, the Black Lives Matter movement protests went, and how authority dealt with them. But then you watch the Trump supporters storm our Capitol, storm the White House, bust and break windows, vandalism at its best, and broke into the White House. 5 people lost their life, and we're still trying to find criminals when everybody who was protesting civil rights matters basically were knocked upside the head, shot with rubber bullets, and put in jail just for trying to obtain the rights that we were all born with under this Constitution. Like I said, guys, I feel like I stepped in a closet and I'm in Narnia. The world did end in 2020. You know, you saw all these movies, 2012, and all these conspiracy theories of how the world is going to end. The world as we know it has ended. America is not what it portrayed itself to be. It never was, and it never will be. It keeps saying, make America great again. Well, when was America great? For who? You know, you gotta sit back and think about that. Yes, we have liberties and we have privileges that other people and other, you know, continents have. But when you really sit down and think about it, like I said, America, we're too sophisticated to have a caste system. But there is a caste system. You know, color people of color, you know, the essential workers can't move up. I mean, cost of living goes up and pay stays the same. And then we talk about the wage gap. Slavery has absolutely nothing to do with the wage gap that is going on right now and how laws are put into play. There should be no affirmative action. School should be free. You can't drink at 21 years old, but you're able to get these predatory loans that the government gives us to go to school. And without being able to experience life yet, you're stuck with a debt that you'll be working off for the rest of your life if you choose a profession that is very expensive. And most of the time, I'm speaking for myself, you pick a major, you go through with the major, you graduate with honors, and you can't find a job in your major. So they say, oh, well, you have to get higher education, or you picked the wrong major. No, as an American citizen, there should be majors out there for me to grasp hold of, especially if I paid for this education to get a better job, to get out the situation that we're in, which is why I say there is a caste system in America. I was born into poverty, worked for other people to build the millions of dollars, and trying to get myself out of poverty. And trying to get out of poverty, you end up more in poverty because now you're in debt. Your credit's messed up. Now you can't get a car. Now you can't go work that bullcrap job because you don't have credit to get a car to drive that far away. And let alone talk about people of color who stay in food deserts. They'll sell you alcohol, cigarettes, cigarillos, junk food, but you can't get a head of lettuce or tomato or onions at the corner store. I mean, this is appalling. Not to mention what happened at the Capitol. I am so seriously so I'm tongue twisted right now just thinking about it. But that's what we're going to get in today. I got my coffee. I'm ready. I hope you guys are ready. Let's get into it. This is Mr. Keep It Real. So January 6th, a bunch of amped up Trump supporters, after hearing his rhetoric, decided to march on down to the White House. And basically, what they call their patriotism, you know, trying to take the election back. They wholeheartedly believe that that election was stolen from Trump. And with everything in their body, they're fighting to get their country back. When did they ever lose their country? That's what I'm asking. This is what I'm trying to figure out. What rhetoric is Trump spitting out that is resonating so well with his supporters, which are basically middle-aged white men or older white men and predominantly white women? 55% of white women voted for Trump. 30% of Latino men voted for Trump, and 12% of black men voted for Trump. Now, I'm all with being a patriot and loving your country, but when you live in a country that is as divisive as America, and being a person of color, it's not fair how they were treated at the White House, escorted down the steps, and taking selfies with the police cops. This is why people of color have a deep embedded and deep rooted fear of police. And people are scared. Oh, the word defunding the police. Don't defund the police. Oh my God, crime is going to rise. Crime is going to rise if you defund the police. But I don't think so. I mean, the criminal activity that was shown on TV January 6th is the criminal activity that has always plagued America. White men and their guns. White men and guns go together like coffee and cream. You know, it's very rare that you find a white guy who does not exercise his amendment to carry firearm. And depending on which state you live in, you can conceal or you can open carry, and it's just ridiculous. This narrative of this country being stolen and their rights being taken away and them not having the right to carry the guns, I am afraid, and I'm not putting it on race because one bad apple doesn't spoil a bunch. But you look at Dylann Roof, and you look at how these different people who hurt and bring pain and fear to people of color, and you watch how they're treated. They're treated very nicely. He was escorted to the police car after shooting up a church full of worshipers, and he was taken to McDonald's. Had that been a person of color in that church who shot up a bunch of white church-going, Bible-thumping Christians, it would be all over the news. And they're so scared to call these white men terrorists. They are terrorists. That's point blank, period. They're terrorists. They're trying to scare our democracy. That's one thing that makes our country so great, is that we have a democracy. And I watched that democracy be challenged and almost demolished by these little small militia groups. These are not fine people. These are people who hate people of color, who hate Jews, who hate anything that goes outside of their foundation of what they think this country is supposed to be. This country, contrary to your belief, that Civil War was not fought to free black people. That Civil War was fought to keep the Union together. Abraham Lincoln said if he could have found a way to keep the slaves and save the Union, he would do it. He said if there was a way to free the slaves and keep the Union, he would do it. So let's get this straight. Stop saying Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves and you guys lost blood because you went and you fought this dirty civil war. No, it was all about greed. It was all about the North and the South, jealous of each other because the South had free labor and the North did not. Or they were trying not to. They were moving into industrial ideas. They were moving. It wasn't just about cotton anymore. The world was becoming industrialized. So the South got left behind. And now we're dealing with fiction. It's almost like it's a movie. People watch movies and they don't read their history books at all. 400 years ago, you had slaves, fine. And to recant my statement, I didn't mean that slavery had absolutely nothing to do with the wage gap. It did, because we were freed and then had 100 years of basically working for room and board. How can the people with the skill set that was let go not able to thrive in what they've done and the work that they've done their whole life? They were skilled to do that, which brings you to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They bombed us. This is terrorism. I believe that's the bloodline of people who bombed Tulsa, Oklahoma. They do not want to see anyone other than a Caucasian man rule and run this country, when this country has never been ruled by just white men. This country has been molded and shaped by all people of all backgrounds, of all religious beliefs. I challenge you this. If this was a group of Muslim men going to the Capitol and did the same thing, or of black men going to the Capitol to do the same thing, it would have ended horribly. It would have been a slaughter. And if you're able to stand up straight and sleep at night and say that this is malarkey that I'm speaking, then something's obviously wrong with you. We watch these criminals on live TV storm the White House, and they were treated very well. They were treated very well. They were armed. They had zip ties, so they were going in there with a plan. There was a plan to kidnap officials, to whatever they, you know, allegedly. What else would you have zip ties for? Why else would you have on tactical gear? Why else, you know, it makes no sense. And I'm trying to have the mental capacity to piece and put this all together, because I know as Americans, we're all one, but we're all divided. There's all subgroups in America. America needs to learn to love. It needs to learn to come together. We need to take notes from other people. It's like, how can the bully at school be the peacemaker? How can the bully at school be the guidance counselor? No, we shouldn't be guiding anyone. We should be trying to get our country together and our country right. Every time you watch the news, you hear anchors say, this is not who we are. This is not who we are. This is America. No, this is exactly who we are. This is exactly what America is. Now it's just being caught on camera. candid camera. Surprise, say cheese. America, this is your face. I love you. I love my land. But we have some bad eggs in here. And the way that that White House was stormed, that was set up. That was an inside job. And I'm just saying allegedly. I know in my right mind what I say is true. But I'm going to say allegedly just to keep my butt covered. Because now it's going down. And when I said the world has ended the way we know it in 2020, the world as we know it has ended. You could tell from the protests that civil unrest is always going to be here. You could tell by COVID-19, which was patented, that we're always going to have diseases and plagues that we're going to have to get vaccines for. We're always are going to go through the threat of domestic terrorism, of white men, I'm not afraid to call it, white men and women, their counterparts, looking to keep their rights and keep their position as the majority, when really they know they are the majority minority. There are more black and brown people in this country than there are white men. But they are the majority, correct? Come on, how do we count these numbers? We go to school for bullcrap. They dumb you down. They teach you all of this Pythagorean theorem, and they teach you Romeo and Juliet. But what you really need to learn in school, they don't. We do not learn how to do our taxes. We do not learn how to prepare ourselves for the outside world. You know, how to balance, do checks and balances, and be able to maintain our finances and how to budget. That's what we should be learning in school. How to pick a trade or a skill so when you leave high school, you know what you want to do and you can make a decent living doing it. Not building us up on these dreams and selling us these false hopes. Because America is tired. And young America is very tired of watching the same thing go on and on and on and on again. This needs to stop. I don't know how. Maybe that's why those Trumpers ran up to the White House doing what they did. But I wish someone would have interviewed them. I really want to know what goes on in these Trumpers' heads. So if you are a Trump supporter and you out there, please do not hesitate to talk to me. I would love to have an open conversation with you guys and understand your thinking and how you feel and why you feel the way you feel and what gives you the authority to walk up to the nation's capital with it without any fear. I wish I could be as bold as you guys. Just what is in your thought process? Because me being a person of color, I would never. I don't think I'm even able to. You know, so I didn't mean for it to go this deep. I'm kind of flustered, my feelings are all over the place. I can barely speak, I can barely talk, because I'm in disarray. The way that I'm watching this country unfold is very scary. I have two beautiful daughters, and I don't know what the future holds. I really don't. I don't know if these vaccinations are going to be mandatory for life to start back, or what? I don't know what it's going to take, but I know it's going to take love. I know that. I know it's going to take a lot of love. It's going to take uncomfortable conversations, honestly, and truthful conversations. We need to stop with the fictitious bullshit, honestly, because it makes no sense for a story about the Civil War when we know black men and other people of color fought in that war as well, and they were put on the front lines with the worst equipment. They fought, not to mention the Boston Tea Party. We were spies for America. It's almost like we're just we do the dirty bidding for America. Black people and people of color do America's dirty bidding. They say that they should help, but really there is no help. Like Trump with this urban renewal. What is this urban renewal? We should be happy because there's urban renewal happening in the urban areas. We are so used to this. We're the last hired and the first fired. So Trump put out urban renewal. So he gave a couple of people with, you know, the ambition to open up a business, the right financial capability to be able to open up these stores and these businesses in our area. So they're gonna open up their business. They're gonna cause a whole plethora of people who don't live in our area to come in our area, open up businesses, hire us, fire us, and we're still in the same position. We're gonna be stuck in the same position because, like I said, we're the last hired and the first fired, honestly. And I've been through it. And urban renewal is nothing good for us. If you're gonna urban renewal, it should make more sense to me. Urban renewal means come through the urban areas of America. Throw a paint job on some of these buildings. Let's go inside of there and make sure that the flooring is not caving in or the ceiling is not falling through, and that we can stop the violence in the hood, because most of the violence, believe it or not, comes from the police harassing and threatening us riding through our neighborhoods. If you're going to do urban renewal, how about let's have our own people patrol us? You, like, whenever you go to a suburban area, the cops know everyone by name, first name basis. Hey, hi Bob, how you doing? How you doing, Joe? We don't have that. You come from your little safe bubble and you view all of us as threats because of the color of our skin and the texture of our hair. Why can't we patrol ourselves? You know, whenever black people talk about having their own or, you know, having our own council, then you're labeled a black extremist. Well, what about these white extremists? Because what I seen on January 6th of 2021, that was white extremists to the fullest extent of that word. The FBI don't need to be looking up black extremists because we have no power in our hand. We don't have any power in our hand. Most Caucasian men get out of the military and they love the tactical gear and they love still acting like they're in in training, and they love to shoot their guns, you know, then they're able to. They have a system that's behind them to, you know, protect them. But like I said, change my mind. I'm open to conversation. So anyone out there that votes for Trump, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, check in with me. You hear this, if this touched you or rubbed you the wrong way, you set up something with me so we can talk on Anchor. I would love to have you on my podcast and we can talk it out. We can agree to disagree. And with that being said, you guys have a nice day. As nice as you can have. Take the mask off a little bit, get some fresh air, and put your mask back on. But as far as that, my next podcast will probably be a little bit more lighthearted. I don't know. We'll see where the current events take us. And I'm out. Mr. Keep It Real.